Welcome to the Influence Community Podcast.
We are your hosts, Danielle and Alyssa.
We talk about all things influencing and the ever-changing industry.
We share a lot of tips, our personal experiences, and how to keep up with the social media space that's always evolving.
We also love to chit-chat and share life updates along the way.
We're so happy you're here and so excited for this week's episode.
Grab your drink of choice and let's dive in. Hey guys.
Hi queens.
Welcome back to the podcast. I said pod last week and I feel like it sounded kind of weird. So gonna go with podcast. Mm-hmm. So excited for this week's episode. We have a Q&A episode. You guys submitted such great questions as always, and that makes it so fun for us. So We will get to that, but I feel like we can start with updates. I feel like I have a few random updates that I want to chat about really fast. Did you see the CapCut update? Okay, well, I don't even know if this is... I saw someone post a TikTok about this, so
okay,
I'm sure it's legit.
I saw the same TikTok.
But I... Basically, she said that CapCut updated their terms of service or something, basically saying that like whatever you create on CapCut, you don't even have to post it, whatever you create they have rights to and usage to.
Like, that's crazy. I feel like they're gonna take it back because everyone's gonna stop using their platform.
And then something else about music, like if you put an audio over it and then CapCut decides to run an ad or whatever with it, because now they can, that if it is copyrighted, like, you get in trouble for it and not CapCut. I don't know. It was wild. And then I saw a bunch of people either posting on their stories or, like, just, like, goodbye CapCut or, like, last CapCut video. And I was like, what is going on? And then I saw that TikTok. So I was like...
Edits is, like, jumping for joy right now. Instagram and edits is like, heck yes, this is the best case scenario.
But
I feel
like
CapCut's going to go back on it. I'm sure it was, like... Maybe a lawyer was like, "Oh, no one's gonna see this."
And
but like,
someone
what,
picked
you're
it up
run
real
someone's
fast.
Random video, and also, how do you have time to go through every single user's videos drafts? I don't know.
Maybe if they just like liked someone's video, like
yeah,
to run as an
and then
app.
They can like
know.
Go back and see if they made it in CapCut. I need to like delete all. I have 600 drafts in CapCut. Okay, I need to delete all of them.
Interesting.
But yeah. I am starting to use edits more. I just feel like it's a little bit more sensitive to the touch. Like,
I feel like, yeah,
if
you
know
get
what
a
I mean,
specific.
You can't get a specific.
When you're driving.
And someone from Meta actually asked me what my thoughts were on edits randomly, but I just always think they're spam emails, but like it literally says at meta.com, and maybe I'll say that.
Yeah. But like, I feel like now is just not a good time, CapCut, because aren't you tied to TikTok? And like, TikTok's future is still up in the air. So you're just nosediving yourself.
Yeah, I don't
like,
know why
when
they
you don't
do
need
that.
To.
Maybe because like they keep trying to collaborate with influencers and like pay them. But then this happened to me recently. Like, they asked me for my rates and then they like came back with something really low. And so I'm like, I wonder if they're literally just trying to get free work at this point because they can't match the budget, which, by the way, your CapCut and TikTok, like, how do you not have budget?
Yeah.
So that's my other thought, because I'm like, oh, it was like right after that I saw this video.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So there was that. And then I also saw on Instagram in their creator broadcast channel that you can reorder your feed now. Did you see that one?
I saw that, which... kind of doesn't make a lot of sense to me. I don't have that feature yet though. Do you?
No, I honestly haven't even tried, and
like,
I don't
my
think
question,
I would use it because I don't know.
Yeah, like my question is like, if you're scrolling someone's feed, then is that going to be in the scroll? Like, is it going to be reordered, do you think? Or is it just for like presentation? I feel like
is
it's
it like your
get
entire
reordered.
Feed or is it like the first like
I
just don't get the point of it.
I feel like the only feature we need is the changing music on posts or taking off music from posts.
Yes.
It gives me anxiety. Like, I just hate how you're locked into it. Adding photos into a carousel. Those are the updates I would personally like to see. I don't understand how you can't like add a photo into a carousel after you already posted it. I really wish you could. Slash change the front cover. I wish you could do that, or like rearrange the photos.
Yeah, rearrange the rearrange the actual individual inside of a post, yeah. Not the posts on the feed.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's interesting too. Okay. Anything else? I'm trying to think. I think that was it. I think I just saw they extended the TikTok thing 90 more days. And I'm like, are they just going to keep like 90 days?
Literally, they're going to keep doing it.
So.
Which, like, honestly, I'm kind of surprised they're not just like, we need to take this away with the political climate. Like, you would think that they would be in favor of taking it away because of everything. I don't know.
Yeah, it's just.
Luckily, they don't. I'm glad.
Yeah. Does okay, real quick, does the audio sound windy on your side? I'm like,
it might be my fan. Is your cord? Guys, I do. Oh. I know. I do have a fan on. Hold on, let me see. Oh. Is that better?
Yeah, I think that's
like okay, really you guys. I'm going to be sweating. It's fine. It's finally wait, is it like hot? Really hot. Yeah, and because where I live, it's super inland. Let me see how hot it is right now.
Maybe the podcast wasn't picking up, okay, it's 79. Just in case if it is, I can't tell.
Yeah. Yeah, like next week it's a high 80s here.
Oh my gosh. Wait, that's exciting. I feel like it is finally sunny where I live too. Like the sky is actually blue and I can see it. So that's
oh, okay. Yeah, really love that.
Exciting. But yeah. Okay. Well, those are kind of the updates. That's it. We went to an Erin Feder event last weekend in LA. Mm-hmm. That was really fun. She's launching pinky rings soon, and they are so
we're both wearing them.
Cute. I'm obsessed. They're
so cute. Like, I love them.
So cute. So keep an eye out for those. That was such a fun, intimate girl event, mm-hmm. which is the best.
Yeah.
So
she's the best. She's the cutest.
Yeah.
I love her. So cutest style. Like, I'm like, pretty much it,
I think. Outfit pick. I know, she's yeah. so chic.
Yeah.
So chic. Okay, well, those are the updates, I think. Do you want to share your current influence of the week?
Yes, my influence of the week is the brand Gisu. They just launched these like mini hair perfumes and they smell so good. I have a large version of their hair perfume and I feel like I would never intentionally like put on hair perfume, but I kind of just use that as a normal perfume. But I just feel like all their products are so cute. And then I just got an email that they're launching something else for the shower, which I'm really excited about. And I don't know what it is yet, but I just feel like everything they release, it's giving road, honestly. Like, it's so aesthetic. Mm-hmm. Their branding is just so good for the girlies. Like, I feel like the girlies love Gisu products. They're just so cute. Yeah. She does such a good job and the hair perfumes are amazing. I just got them. I love when I get PR that I'm obsessed with and like that's one of them. I just love her products. So yeah, they're really cute. I feel like they're easy to throw in your little beach bag too. So yeah, that's my influence.
Love a good what about you? Travel size.
Yeah.
My influence is that I'm finally going on my honeymoon and I'm so excited. When this episode comes out, I will be in Turks and Caicos and I'm just so excited to go back and I feel like it's just going to be a really relaxing trip. We're just going to be there for a little under a week, so nothing too long, and we're not going to do a ton of activities or anything. Like, it's really truly going to be a relaxing lay at the pool, lay at the beach. Like, you know what I mean? Like, just a very low, just
chill vibes.
Chill vibes, dinner at the restaurants on the property, and just like not really have anything to be at. So, I'm really excited about that.
I'm so excited for you.
Yeah, I just can't wait to be back floating in the shallow water, just no cares in the world. So,
and it's like a year. It's been a year since your wedding.
Yeah.
It'll be nostalgic. So,
yeah,
so cute.
Super excited for that. So that is my current influence this week.
Love that.
So, yeah. Okay. Well, I guess we can dive into our episode now. So you guys submitted some questions. If you don't know, we usually post a question box on our Instagram account, on the Influence Community account, and then that way you guys can submit any questions you want. But you guys can also always DM us questions as well too, and we can add them to the list. But super appreciative of everyone who submits questions. I feel like we have our consistent girlies who submit the questions, and we appreciate it so much. And Yeah, I feel like when we do Q&As, it's a way that you guys can get to know us a little better, especially when you ask more kind of personal questions. We love those too. It doesn't always have to be influencer related, so we love that. So just diving in, the first question is, what plans are you most looking forward to this summer?
I'm going to Hawaii next week with my family. We're doing a cute little fam trip, so I'm really excited for that. And then hopefully maybe going to Mallorca maybe in July. I just feel like it's giving summer this year. Like, I can't remember what I did last summer, and I don't know. I'm just like, I feel like I've been getting all the summery vibes and I'm loving it. Yeah. So I don't know. I've been loving being by the water and like going into the water.
Yes.
Actually getting my hair wet. Oh, yeah. What about you? You have your Turks trip coming up.
I honestly, yeah, I think the same. It's just like our late honeymoon and just traveling and being at the beach and the sun and the water. I just like the Turks water is truly my favorite beach
it's
water
so pretty
ever. So I just like so excited to be in. Yeah, and like you said, like, hair wet, that whole thing, like no makeup days, sun kiss, yes. Like that is the vibe. So
soaking feel it
like
up.
Mainly that is kind of like my biggest thing right now. So yeah.
Love it.
I think that's it for me. Okay. Next question. The best spa you've ever been to?
I feel like I haven't been to a lot of spas, but like you guys have seen how much we love Rancho Valencia.
Yeah.
That one's such a good one. It's close to us. It's so just nice. It's just such a beautiful vibe. If you guys are in San Diego, we definitely recommend that one. I still want to try out the Fairmont, but yeah, it's, and oh like, my God. And I love the drive. Mm-hmm. The drive is so beautiful.
Yep.
And they give amazing massages. So I feel like that one for me, I feel like I want to start going to spas when I'm traveling, but like they're so expensive.
Yeah. And that's the good thing about Rancho Valencia is like so much is included when you get a spa treatment. Whereas a lot of spas, if you want to lay out at the pool after, you have to pay a pool fee, or if you want to take a class, like a fitness class or anything, like you have to pay for a class. So I feel like I love that Rancho Valencia just has everything included. I feel like it's just so nice, and I feel like their pricing is very much the same to other spas that I've looked at around here, which is like kind of crazy. And then we didn't, this is like my one regret about Paris, is that we didn't go look at the spa at the Ritz.
I know.
Because like people say that's like the best spa in the world. So we were just so on our content game and hustling. And so we just didn't get a chance. And we were there for literally a day, like less than 24 hours. So
unfortunate.
Next time, I definitely want to explore that spa. So we've been in the building, but we just haven't been to that spa. But yeah, Rancho Valencia is the best.
Yeah.
And Dexter agrees with me.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Okay.
Next question. What are your favorite makeup brands right now?
I feel like Say, maybe. I think I'm using a lot of Say Beauty, and my favorite foundation, like, ever that I'm always reaching for is the Dior one. So I guess those two. But also love this. I bought on Poshmark this Say, like, makeup vanity case, and I just love her so much. So
yeah,
definitely Say. What about you?
Yeah, that's a good answer. I'm trying to think
like,
about my makeup
routine.
Love
my lip gloss I use from them. Love the blush.
Yeah.
Honestly, they have good foundation too. Like, just honestly, everything. Like, they're kind of killing it.
And it's clean beauty.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Say's really good. I'm trying to think. Like, what in my makeup? I'm like such a diehard, like, Charlotte Tilbury girl. And I feel like I just, like, cannot sway from those products that I use. Like, for my everyday foundation, I use the Charlotte Tilbury Beautiful Skin Foundation. Because I just feel like it's a really good color for me. And I feel like that's the thing, is like that color matches me so well.
Yeah.
And then like I use the bronzer all the time. Like that's, I need to like expand my bronzer usage, but I just feel like that's the one I'm always grabbing for. And then also the setting spray. But yeah, I think also I'm really loving Lawless right now too, which is also clean beauty as a brand. I don't know. I feel like I'm kind of all over.
Those are good ones.
Say is a really good one, I feel like. Yeah, same on that one. Okay, cool. Okay, what are some of your favorite fashion brands right now? Where are you buying all your summer outfits from?
Honestly, like all the UK and Australian brands. Like if I'm not shopping from them.
Have you experienced any tariff situations? Or no?
I don't think so.
I'm so scared now because when I made my purchase from Araki or whatever, Hannah Shepherd's brand, and I got slapped with hard tariffs because
a lot of them
manufacture in China. And what matters is the origin of the item. So if the item originates from China, that's where the tariff comes in. But, like, some brands say, tariffs and duties or duties and taxes, whatever, included in the price that you see. So I'm genuinely confused. And honestly, I'm scared now to order something, not super expensive, and then get slapped with a tariff that costs more than the actual thing I just bought.
Wait, do you find out after or, like, when you're checking out?
No, after. Like, I check out, bought the things, and then... like as it's getting shipped to me, like that's when it's crazy. Coming soon, it'll be like, hey, you have a payment due. Called PDD, so payment due on delivery, and you can pay it online ahead of time before it gets delivered, so you don't have to pay like the UPS driver, but it'll be like, you owe this much money for your package.
Oh my god, no. I've
so
never
honestly
gotten
I'm a little
that.
Traumatized, and I haven't done any international shopping since my incident.
Okay, interesting.
Because that was a lot of money.
Yeah, that's really crazy. I feel like it should absolutely be in the checkout because that's kind of like...
I agree.
You wouldn't
then
have
you
bought
know,
it
like, what
if
you
expect.
Knew
that.
I probably would not have bought it.
Yeah, that is so weird. So yeah, those brands like the Cutie, all the Cutie dresses are from there. And if I'm not shopping the UK, Australia girly brands, I'm just shopping on Revolve, honestly. Like, yeah. I don't even know where else I really do be shopping at Revolve a lot. Like, I can't even think of anywhere else. Yeah, what about you? Where are you shopping? Where'd you get your Turk stuff?
Yeah, I feel like a lot of Revolve because it's just so easy. The shipping is
it's
so fast
easy.
And the returns are so seamless if you have to exchange or return whatever. I feel like Zara has good stuff. Good like summery stuff. And what else? Trying to think. Yeah, I'm like all those like cutie dresses that I'm bringing are Revolve, and then just some random like one off. I really like Dish. I think I've said that in another episode before, which is Australian. And then I really like another brand. It's called Because of Alice. It's like a creator's brand. Her name is Alice. Her stuff is really cute too.
Cute.
And. Yeah, I think that's the main places, really. I don't know. I feel like for me, summer's like not like really my favorite season. So I feel like I don't do a ton of shopping and I just kind of rewear a lot of stuff because I feel like it's like for outfits, at least if it's like a bikini outfit, you're kind of like dressing it up with the same like button down overshirt or like swim like cover up pants or like and then just like basically adding jewelry, so I'm trying to think, but yeah, and I really like those flip-flops right now, the teaks.
Cute.
So
okay,
cute.
I think
just,
I've seen
like,
them
so minimal and like I don't know, I just love minimal chic vibes. It's just like that's what tickles my brain, so I feel like yeah,
okay,
I think that's pretty much
those
it
are good
for me. But yeah. Okay. Next question is, what are your favorite things for Pilates, like socks, workout sets, etc.? My spa town is finally getting reformer. That's so exciting, honestly. So excited for you.
I can't like fathom that because there's literally a million
there's
here
a
and in
on
LA.
Every corner here.
Every corner. Oh, yeah. Super excited for you.
You're going to love it. It's so fun.
Yeah. I feel like my favorite workout sets are from CSB currently. They have the best colors. I love how stretchy it is. And if you want like a slightly cheaper option, but literally pretty much the same quality, I discovered/worked previously with this brand called Elite 11, and they have really good stuff and all the cute pink stuff. Like literally it's just as comparable. So love them.
Cute.
And then for socks, like what am I getting? Like honestly from Amazon.
Yeah.
Like everywhere else sells socks like twice the price.
And it's like the same.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like for me, workout sets, I love 437 Monday, like Swim, but their workout line and L Space.
I do feel like
437's material is a little thicker. And so for summer, like kind of like the lighter, thinner material. So I feel like L Space is a little thinner, not as thick. And then obviously wearing shorts. But yeah, I love the socks on Amazon. I feel like they come in the best sets. Like you can just get the regular ones or they have a scrunch set. Love the scrunch ones.
Like they have such good ones. I've gotten such cute ones on Amazon.
It's just Pilates. It's so fun to honestly dress up for Pilates, like with your water bottle.
Ooh, and like the little wrap tops. I have a cute wrap top from 437.
Yes. Wrap tops, headbands, your little Pilates bag, like
I know, it's like so cute, honestly.
So I'm trying to think of anything else. The wrap tops are good.
Also Amazon. Or you can get like a thicker, nicer one from like 437.
I feel like they're always out of stock. They're so popular. But yeah, have so much fun. Please let us know how your first reformer class goes. So obsessed. Okay. Next question is, what would you do if you weren't doing influencing?
This is a great question, honestly. I mean, I have so many like thoughts of where I would be slash like where like some are like funny and unrealistic. And then some like the realistic thing, I would be in marketing. Like that's what I got my degree in. Before I was doing this full time, I was just in marketing. So I'd probably be doing something creative in marketing. Outside of that, if I was like doing whatever I wanted to do, I would literally be like a DJ or a pop star or something. Like, would love that.
Love that.
Or I'd be in the spiritual space. Or I'd be like literally leading like Reiki like circles and being an astrologer, honestly. And you know what? I'm probably still going to be doing that.
Love that.
Yeah. Is there anything else? I feel like I had another one other than DJ, like, but I can't remember it. So maybe it wasn't that important. Yeah. Okay. What about you?
Okay. So realistically, I would probably be, well, I went to college for marketing and then I also got a minor in special event planning and a certificate, whatever that is, in sports
Love
business.
That.
So I feel like I would be somewhere probably in the event planning space. My dream job was like literally to plan the Super Bowl.
That would be so crazy.
And I did get to intern for them when they were in Arizona and I was in college. So that was really cool.
That's iconic.
To see everything that goes into it. But I met the guy who like had my dream job, basically. So realistically, probably that. But I do have other career paths that I could see myself doing that
like a cop,
so random,
like a flight.
No, I changed my mind on that. So yeah, the first one is, what is that called? Air traffic control.
Oh yeah. Which
I just love airplanes. I love watching airplanes, but I feel like I get motion sickness, so I cannot be on the airplanes all the time. So air traffic control, you get to watch the airplanes and talk to the airplanes. And I feel like I am really good under pressure. So it's a high pressure job. And yes, I feel like I'd be
love
really
that.
good at that. Cop
That's a
was
good fun
one
fact.
back in the day, but I actually changed my mind. I think I'd rather be a firefighter now. I've been watching Station 19, which is kind of related to Grey's Anatomy. So you have Grey's Anatomy, and then the creator also did Station 19, which is just the firefighter side of it. And they like intertwine the shows sometimes. Basically, they made a point where they were like, people love firefighters because they're coming to save the day, whereas like people have mixed feelings towards cops. So I was kind of like, okay, maybe the firefighter route. And honestly, how fun to drive a fire truck. Or an ambulance with the sirens on. Like,
I feel like
so
people
fun.
Are not going to expect this.
No, I know. These are just like random.
Love that though.
Careers that I would be interested. What else? I tell Andrew these things all the time. I'm like, babe, I think I could be like this thing.
Yeah.
He's like, okay.
Firefighter.
What else? I think those are like the main ones. That I can think of. So yeah, like the realistic one and then like probably the other ones. I just like for school at Arizona State, they had different campuses for the different majors and I wanted to be on the main campus and air traffic control was on like the smallest campus,
oh God,
like kind
you
of
can,
far
like,
away.
Major in that?
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's crazy. Wow.
And it like as a freshman, you have to live your first year on campus, so you have to live on the campus that you're attending, and I did not want to do that, so that's why I didn't pursue that. So I also
that's
wanted
so
to be
niche.
Like a sports reporter as well, but again I didn't want to go to the journalism school because that was like on the downtown campus and not the main campus. So
oh, that sucks.
Yeah, but I think honestly any of those, I feel like a detective would be cool. I don't know. But yeah, I feel like Andrew always says this about me, but like I could have fun doing anything. Or like a 911 operator.
That's a good trait.
Like,
oh my God, I could
so intense,
never, ever,
so
ever
crazy.
Do that.
But yeah, so honestly, like I feel like I could be flexible, but yeah.
Okay.
Probably not expecting that. But yeah, obviously, like, would love to be a pop star and, like, dance and sing.
Yeah.
Like, that would be, like, little girl's dream. But
so fun.
Okay. Well, probably just threw you guys for a curveball.
Yeah.
Next question is, do you have any advice for staying focused while working from home? I feel like this is such a great question.
Oh, my God. It's such a good question. I feel like something actually super recently I've been doing is setting alarms for myself because if I don't set an alarm while I'm editing, like easily 3 hours can go by. And if I have this alarm, like it's kind of like this little thing that's running in the back of my phone because you can see the alarm that I know like, okay, I really need to stay focused because once this alarm goes off, like I need to go to the next task. And I feel like that's been the best thing for me right now that's been keeping me focused because like I really, really struggle with this. Like, very, very bad, especially having ADHD. So I think people have like time cubes too, and they use that as a way of doing it. But I just feel like you could easily set an alarm on the back of your phone if you're doing stuff. So I guess that, because that's really all I got. And it is hard sometimes.
Yeah.
What about you?
I feel like it's so easy to get distracted at home, especially if you have pets. I feel like they are like the biggest distraction ever. Like, I feel like my dogs distract me all the time. I feel like one thing for me is I like to kind of plan my week ahead, like Sunday night or Monday morning, and just plan my week out so I know what I need to do, what I have coming up. And so it's like, you know, if you know you're going to be out of the house and you have stuff to be doing and you have a film day, then you need to like be really productive on your film day and get everything done there. Because I feel like weeks that I don't plan my week out ahead of time, I feel like I waste a lot of time, or I'm not as focused, or I'll just like sit in my room and I don't know what I'm doing. And like you said, 3 hours goes by and I'm like, okay. Or like film days for like lighting specifically, I'm like, I know I need to like wake up and do my hair and makeup immediately so that I'm ready to go for when the light gets good. But yeah, definitely preparing for the week ahead of time. And then just every day knowing what tasks I need to do, and then either organize the task by importance or I have a planner, a paper planner that I feel like really helps me visualize my days and my weeks. And I have a planner that has like the week view, and then there's like times listed, so like by the hour. So like I write everything down that I have, you know, specifically. So yeah, I feel like that really helps me for sure. So, and then like dedicating days if I can. So like Monday, admin days always. Otherwise, I feel very stressed if I don't get that done on Monday. So, I'm trying to think of anything else.
Yeah, it's just, it is hard to stay motivated and on task when you're at home doing a million things. If I have a to-do list in front of me,
then I can be focused. But I just need to
get that list
down on paper so
things take so much longer than I think they're going to take.
Yeah.
But I feel like I could do it shorter, so I have to set times for myself, or it's just, yeah. But yeah, always a to-do list. Always. Yep.
That's like the main thing I can think of, because I feel like for me with time, I'm a little more flexible, but it's just like that to-do list and knowing. I have like a couple different to-do lists. So like one to-do list is just like what I need to get done in the week. So at any point, if I have free time, I need to get these things done. Mm-hmm. Or if things are like time sensitive, like I need to submit something, edit, whatever, then I'll put that on like the specific day being like, okay, I need to do this today. Mm-hmm. So yeah, visually having a planner really helps me.
Yeah.
Yeah. It could be hard.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
So, okay. Amazing. Next question is, can you guys share a tutorial on Canva presentations on, a tutorial on Canva presentations to plan outfits, like a play-by-play? How are you guys doing this?
Okay, like, I feel like what I do is you can really do any format. I do just the presentation format that they have on Canva.
Same.
You take your little mirror photos, upload all your mirror photos, remove the background so it's just the outfit and not like a messy background, and like put that on each slide. Or we'll do like day and then a night slide and then all the night outfits, all the day outfits, all the accessories. Or you could do it like slide by slide of like what of each outfit, like including the accessories, including the bag, if you want to go like really specific, which would be so helpful. But obviously the stuff is like pretty tedious. But we always put aside time to do this for trips and stuff because it's so, so helpful, and it helps you pack and not have to think about what you're going to wear on a trip ever. Like, you literally just have your entire inventory on Canva. So nothing crazy, just literally creating a presentation on Canva, removing the background of your photos, and like organizing it by day, by event, whatever. I don't think, am I missing anything? Is that what you do too?
I think pretty much the same presentation. And then depending, like, specifically for Paris, so if you're going somewhere with a lot of specific locations that you want, like, sometimes I'll have a slide for the location and what outfit I want to wear at that location. And then maybe I'll also add inspo pics that I've saved onto that slide as well. So I'll have like day outfits, on the slides, night outfits, specific event outfits, and then even break it down further if I'm planning super ahead and do the locations. Because like with Paris, for example, there's so many locations. Like, you have Palais Royal, you have the Eiffel Tower, you have all the restaurants, you have the gardens, you have the museums. Like, there's just so many places and things. I feel like it gets jumbled up in my head if I don't remember which outfit I want to shoot at which location, because there's so many locations. Or if you're doing like a Europe trip and you're going to different countries and you have inspo for maybe your boat day or your shopping day or whatever. For me, it helps a lot to have it broken down by event. Like, okay, if I'm going on a boat, this is what I want to be wearing. If I'm walking around shopping, this is what I want to be wearing. Because otherwise, I feel like my packing will just get so out of hand. So the more specific that I am on this PowerPoint, the less overpacking I do.
True.
Because like in my head, when I go on vacation, I feel like I'm going out to dinner every night and I'm getting ready every night. And like I'm taking like a glam pick every night, which never ends up happening.
Not the case. Yeah.
So it's like picking those like specific, like, okay, we made a reservation here and I really want to take a pick, or we're seeing this show, or we're, you know, going to this specific restaurant, because otherwise it'll all just like go crazy. So that's how I feel like I keep myself from overpacking, is like specific activities, like write down your itinerary, what you're doing, and be like, okay, what am I wearing to this? What am I wearing to this? That's what I'm trying to do, so that I don't overpack. But sometimes you want options, but yeah, I feel like that's the main thing.
You have 5 new messages. Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
You have 5 new messages. Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
It's just knowing in like day outfits, night outfits, event outfits, and accessories. And I think the more you do it, the easier it gets, because then you can just like duplicate the presentation every time, and then you just plug in the new outfits for that trip and like kind of update the title of the slide for the event that you're doing and whatever, and you get kind of quick at it. I feel like it's just definitely practice for sure. And I think adding the inspo pictures also help too, whether it's the pose or the outfit or the specific location. That always helps me, because then I can visualize the outfit. So I feel like that's what I try to do. So
yeah,
hopefully that was a play-by-play.
I think it was.
Okay, next question. Shop My versus LTK thoughts.
I feel like people are really going, doing both / trying out Shop My. I honestly haven't really had the time to give it a fair chance. So right now I'm LTK. I feel like it's the one that's been around for a really long time. And so it's kind of like CapCut and edits. Like, I know how to work LTK like without any effort. And then like, it was just going to take a little bit more for Shop My, but, I feel like ShopMy is more customizable. Is that right? Like, you kind of have more of a profile and a page. And I don't know. I've looked at some girls, like, they've linked their ShopMy's, and I looked, and it's definitely a lot more, like, storefront vibes, I guess.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know. I honestly can't really give any insight into ShopMy. I feel like you have been testing it out, maybe.
Yeah, I feel like a little bit more. It's just been around longer, so there are just so many features and ways you could take advantage of it. And I feel like I've invested so much time into that, so I've saved so many products over the years.
Same.
So now when I need to share a makeup routine, like, everything's already ready to be tagged, basically. Like, I'm not searching for products as much. And then with ShopMy, I actually just did a call with them the other day. It was just like a get to know our platform kind of intro call. And basically they said they're not a social media platform. Like, they are not trying to be that. So like, you don't have followers like LTK. Like, you don't really have like people aren't following you. So you're not really creating a feed that like people are getting served every day, if that makes sense. Which I thought was really interesting. And they have, I don't know how many brands LTK has. I'm sure they have a lot of brands, but ShopMy also has a lot of brands. And so I guess it just depends what I'm linking and what platform it's available on. Cause I feel like some brands are available on ShopMy and not on LTK.
Yeah.
And like same with some are LTK and not ShopMy. And then also with ShopMy, they said there's like two different ways brands can work with the platform. So you have the brands that have the verified check mark next to them on ShopMy, and those are brands that use the platform actively for gifting and messaging creators and lookbooks and like a very like interactive relationship. And then the brands that are not checkmarked, I was under the impression that they were unverified and like you wouldn't get commission, but you still get commission from those ones that don't have the check mark. They just aren't active on the platforms. So they're not using the messaging tools or the collaboration or gifting or whatever tools. So I thought that was interesting. I think for me, I kind of just have ShopMy set up as an evergreen type. Those are just my classics that I'm always sharing. So if you like went to my profile, I just like have my makeup routine and just like all the makeup products I use in there. But I'm not like actively updating it all the time. Like I'm not, some people upload posts and photos, or I don't really do that, at least not yet. Just because I do that on LTK.
Yeah. And it's like I kind of like the idea of LTK having like you follow people and it's almost like a social media, because how else are people going to get notified?
You have to type, you don't. Like you just have to like follow that person, but you don't follow people on ShopMy, so you would have to link, like they would have to type in your profile, whatever, like shopmy.com/AlyssaLarson or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Like people would have to do that if they specifically want to shop from your ShopMy page, because otherwise with the ShopMy link, you're linking directly to the product and the website versus LTK, you're linking to a post. And yeah, I mean, you like, can do that on ShopMy, but yeah, maybe it's creator's personal preference, but I just feel like I just use whichever the brand is on. And like sometimes, like if it's an outfit for me and I want to tag everything, that'll be on LTK, because that's like you tag everything on your post, which you can do on ShopMy, but I don't know if I personally love how it looks. I feel like I like how the products are small underneath the LTK post, so it's not like taking up a whole screen, whereas like ShopMy the products are so big you have to scroll.
Okay, interesting.
But yeah.
Okay.
I don't know.
I feel like ShopMy is still developing, and I feel like they're gaining really good traction, and I feel like they're going to do something to really compete, but I feel like it's going to be hard to take from the loyal LTK like fan base.
I just think that people should be able to save your profile somehow, or like,
yeah.
I get they don't want to be a social media platform and not have followers, but like
You have to differentiate somehow, I feel like.
You have to make it from easy LTK. For people to find you.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's personal preference.
Like, you might as well, you can have both. Like, there's literally no harm in that. So, yeah, personal preference, but you might as well set up both. I think I have a ShopMy, and I honestly don't know. I need to look.
Well, I did a poll with my audience and just asked, like, what kind of links do you prefer? Do you prefer ShopMy or LTK? And I think LTK was a winner by far.
Okay.
So I'm like, if that's what people prefer, then
you might as well not like put more effort somewhere else too.
Yeah. Okay. So, but yeah, I think it's just personal preference, and like just ask your audience maybe like, what do you guys prefer, ShopMy or LTK, and like see what people think.
Mm-hmm.
So, and maybe some people don't like LTK and don't want another social media platform, and they just like want to be directed to a link and just want it simple and clean and like nothing attached basically, and then maybe they prefer ShopMy. So yeah. Okay, next question. What trends do you spot getting bigger right now?
Honestly, I don't really know trends getting bigger. Like, there's nothing that comes to mind other than like an overall vibe, which is just it being summer, like summer girl, beachy vibes. Anything beach, I feel like, is doing really well. That's not really a trend, but I can't like think of anything off the top of my head. I mean, I guess like those sequin shell skirts and the sequin shell, but I feel like obviously it's just the time of year, but I feel like that's a really big thing right now. I feel like sequins for summer, shells for summer, shell everything, honestly. Maybe that's the trend. Shells in general.
Yeah. I think what one thing you? That we didn't mention on our trends episode for summer that I feel like I'm seeing is polka dots. Like lots of little polka dots.
Yeah, I could see that.
Like, I've been seeing that a lot. And then also, I feel like I've been seeing bangles, like the resin acrylic ones. I know we've mentioned that in our trends episode, and we've talked about that. But I feel like Heaven Mayhem came out with bangles, like the resin acrylic ones.
I feel like they're literally $3 from China, and then these brands are selling them for $40.
I know. Okay, but I did order one on Amazon, and the color was not it. I need to relook at what I bought, because it was like, I thought it was brown, and it just came in today, and it looks orange. So I'm like, what did I buy?
Oh, okay. I feel like,
but you've had good luck with Amazon.
I've had literally... We got these bangles. I won't say what it is, but we got these bangles and they're, I think, pretty expensive. Literally, like, I ordered some on Amazon. You cannot even tell the difference between the Amazon versus, like, the nice one. I feel like that resin acrylic one is, like, everyone's using the same material. Literally, everyone is using the same material. No, it's just acetate,
which is another word for plastic. Okay, yes. I wish I had this other bangle in front of me. But, like, I ordered a dark brown bangle, and the one I got is, like, orange.
Like, giving tortoise?
No. Like, orange. I'll have to send you a picture. Okay. It's very questionable. I'm like, I don't think I ordered that. Yeah, I feel
like it depends on the seller. Sometimes, like, this is why there's such good hits, and then sometimes there's horrible misses.
Struggle with Amazon. Like, I feel like I never... Stuff that I order is never what the picture looks like. So I just give up, because I'm like, I don't even want to waste my time.
Yeah, I feel...
Like, now I'm like, I need to order a set off Revolve, because I should get bangles. So polka dots, bangles, seashells. Oh, I feel like crochet too, for sure. Every brand is launching their crochet stuff.
Yeah, I love it.
Obviously, because it's summer.
But... I love a summer vibe. Yeah,
yeah. I feel like vibes. Those are the main trends right now that are, I think, just gonna get bigger. Oh, wait, I was listening to a podcast today, but it was an older podcast, but also, what did they call it? The fish, like, fishermen or, like, fish?
Yeah, the fisherman aesthetic, like, because fisherman vibes, like,
We Wore What did a launch a little bit ago with that. Yeah,
she did, like, a whole fisherman vibe.
And then they said, like, Paige Lorenz is obsessed with fish right now.
I feel like it's just very Hamptons, like very East Coast summer.
Yeah. Like, you have, like, crochet beachy shells on the West Coast.
It's crochet lobster. Like, that's literally what it is. Like, lobster on a shirt. That's their vibe.
That is just so funny to me.
I know.
Like,
so cute, but, like, so not...
California.
It doesn't make sense here. Like, we're not going to the lakes. There's no, like, I don't even know where the lakes are. Like, I guess there's some, like, an hour or two away, but... Yeah, very East Coast.
Like, preppy. Like, the bar also just did a launch with, like, kind of striped nautical, like, boat vibes. But, yeah, on a lake. Not, like, an ocean boat.
Yeah. So, that's cute.
Yeah. Okay, I feel like that's it for trends, I think. Okay, next question. How do you edit your photos? Any specific presets or anything that you use?
I use Lightroom. I think we both use Lightroom. And I've been using the same, like, preset for probably 5 years. And it's just, like, an extremely toned-down version of one that I bought. Like, I kind of just, like, took the one that I bought literally in, like, 2018 and just almost completely took it out. Like, it's honestly not even, I just toned everything down. So it's, like, more of a natural vibe. Yeah. I still remember at that point where everyone switched their preset from crazy to natural. Like, everyone's like, oh, natural is better now. And it was, like, this crazy
shift. And we never looked back.
Yeah, we literally never looked back. But that's the moment I switched it, and that's, I still use it. So... Yeah. It's just, like, a toned down, nice, warm version of what I was doing when I was in the crazy curated era.
I feel the same. Oh, yeah. I use Lightroom. I feel like if I'm gonna add any effects, I use Tezza.
Same.
And then, yeah, it's literally been the same preset I've used for a very long time. I just adjust the exposure depending on the season. So if it's spring, summer, the exposure is lighter. And if it's fall, winter, the exposure is darker. But I feel like that's the main change that I really make to it. As the year goes on.
Yeah, that's a good point. Like, my summer preset is lighter and I don't take out the blues. Like, because of the ocean, like, I want the blue ocean. But for, like, fall, winter, I'm adjusting, taking out all the blue. So, yeah. Good point.
Yeah, but, yeah, nothing too crazy. That presets that I bought back in the day were crazy
dude,
and you can like see it on the feed too, like if you scroll back far enough, which is far, you can like see where the transition happened. And it's
my wild. First presets ever were from JC Marie Smith. I bought her preset and I thought they were like $40. Like, that's kind of crazy for a preset at this point, right?
Yeah,
like I feel like presets are like 20-ish maybe. Like, I feel like 40 was a big like.
Yeah, but that was, like, when, like, those girls were, like, actual photographers.
Oh, yeah. And, like, I was so excited, and they were so cute.
Yeah. Like, people were obsessed with their feeds.
Yeah. And also, I think it was a lot harder to make a preset back then. Like, we didn't have this much knowledge, and I don't think it was that common. So, right. I feel like it was more of a commodity. And now, pretty much, like, anyone a lot of people will sell their presets. One. Yeah.
Yeah.
So. Yep. Yeah, back in the day.
Next question is advice for shooting content at home, specifically photo content.
I think finding good light is my best piece of advice. I feel like it can be kind of hard depending on your house. And if you can't find that good lighting, you can always rent an Airbnb or PureSpace and just take home content there. I still do that sometimes. Like, sometimes it's honestly just easier and more of peace of mind just renting somewhere else. But yeah, figure out where the best lighting is in your house and then create that space based on where the good light is.
It's usually in front of any windows, so if you have big windows, probably there. But obviously, if you want to create content in your kitchen, then, you know, that's really specific. Yeah, that, and then obviously, like, probably a tripod situation, so you can, like, really plan out the angle and, like, where you want the photo, and having, like, a clicker. I feel like, for me, like, the timer or the burst shooting just doesn't really work for me. Like, I'd rather have a clicker in my hand that's kind of concealed or something and, like, just, like, push it at a normal pace and kind of move around like that, I think. Very, like, COVID days.
I know. Seriously.
But what a time like having that was. A clicker. What else? Ring light or any type of extra lighting, maybe. I feel like that would be the main things.
Yeah, agree.
And then just having your situation obviously nice and clean, but like set up, but still cute so that it looks organic, but obviously it's still kind of planned out and extra cute with accessories laying around and whatnot.
Yeah.
So, like, add some flowers or coffee table books or. Just kind of some props.
There's like so much like cute aesthetic things. Yeah.
I feel like that's how I would approach that. But yeah. Okay. Next question. If you're comfy answering, any brands you would never work with? The tea.
I mean, I think the obvious ones, like the really fast fashion based ones, like, well, okay, let me rephrase that because I think most brands are fast fashion low key, but like, I feel like everyone obviously has sworn off Shein.
Wait, I literally saw someone. I'm pretty sure you would know who this is. I think it was Heather Ray Almusa. Do you know who she is?
Like, did she do a collab with them?
I think so.
They are paying some creators, like, I'm sure they're paying them so much money, because I saw another popular TikTok creator. She did a whole collab with Shein too. And I just feel like at this point in time, unless you're not in the know, like, it's kind of crazy to do, not to like judge or anything. I just feel like there's been a lot of issues with Shein as a whole. And I feel like people could make the argument that like, so many of these other brands that we're buying from are super similar, but something about Shein, like, people, I feel like everyone has kind of sworn off.
Right. I feel like it's like you have to have like a moral boundary somewhere, and I feel like you start there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, but I mean, some people are okay with it, so, and I think they're justification is like, it's the same to them, it's the same thing as Zara, you know what I mean? Like,
and you know, like, I feel like you could easily make that argument, but
yeah
I don't know, that's really the only one that comes to mind. I feel like specifically comes to mind, because I feel like I try to really only work with brands that are super authentic to like my brand as a whole and myself. But I can't think of, like, a specific other brand like, that I'd be okay, like, no.
If Shein offered you $50,000 for one post.
Yeah. I wonder, like, if that's what these people are getting paid.
Like, are you, like, still, like, hard no, not even gonna think about it? You know?
I don't think that would ever happen, knowing them. But I listened to this podcast, and this girl, it was just such good. Oh, it was actually Gabby Windy. I listened to this podcast she was on, and she's so interesting, you guys. Like, so interesting, but honestly had really good advice with some things. And she said, I literally say no to everything. Management team has to like beg me to say yes to things, because she was saying that she heard this one person, like, she was giving this one person she really looks up to is giving her business advice, and she said the biggest thing that like helped her career was she said, what you say no to defines your career. So I really am trying to take that approach more, so I feel like I would like in my like I think I would say no, because I wouldn't want to be associated with that. And I feel like saying no to some, like saying yes to something like that, I think you will not, like, brands that you want to work with will see that and be like, okay, this is not like the type of creator we're looking for. So I think it really like would box affect. You in. Yeah. So I feel like that's the approach. Any other brands that you're like, absolutely not?
I feel like for me, I would not work with brands that I don't feel value creators or are not respectful towards creators, or even if I just have like a personal experience with a brand that really rubs me the wrong way, like if they ever came back around, I would probably be like, unfortunately, due to like previous experiences with the brand, like I would probably pass. The only main one that comes to my mind is Pepper Mayo.
I'm screaming.
And I think that's probably just a grudge I will hold forever. Wait,
can you explain for anyone who's like new and hasn't heard the lore? I don't even know if you have actually talked about it.
Okay, saving the tea for the end of the episode. So basically, I bought this dress with my own dollars, and I wore it to New York Fashion Week. And they ended up using the image without my permission and without asking on a newsletter that they had sent out via email. And so I emailed them, and I was like, and I did work with them on a gifting basis as well, but like that specific dress I bought. And I emailed them, and I was like, hey, I noticed this email went out and my image was on it, and I didn't like give consent. So I sent an invoice for $800, which I feel like is not crazy.
Yeah.
And they like would respond to my email, but like not respond to the invoice. Like, oh, we're so sorry about that. Like, and then they would just say things like, oh, we'll have that email unsent. And I'm like, you literally already sent it. Like, you can't unsend it. Or like, oh, like, yeah, like, we won't do that again. So sorry. And I'm like, okay, I appreciate that, but like, here's my invoice. And like, this was like so much back and forth with them, where finally I got to the point where I was like, okay, well, if you're not going to address this invoice, I'm going to pursue legal action. And so I ended up hiring, honestly, like so many lawyers. Suing people who are not based in the U.S. is actually very hard and expensive and time consuming. And basically, like, got a lawyer to email them and be like, you know, Alyssa is now my client. This is the situation. You know, this is what she did or what you guys did. This is what she's asking for. But like, according to like U.S. copyright law, like we could pursue damages up to like $100,000, whatever the situation was. And finally, we like got in contact with, I don't even know what his title is. I think it's managing director or managing partner or something along the lines of that. And he was just one of the rudest humans that I have ever interacted with ever through an email exchange. And like, even the lawyer I was working with was just like, wow, this guy is like crazy. Like, that's so unprofessional and rude. And like, he was just like, he would respond to every email with just like the craziest things. I don't even know how to describe it. It was just like so unprofessional. So I was like, okay, that's crazy. So finally they like came around and they're like, okay, well, we're not gonna like admit fault or address like your claims or obviously pay you $100,000, which I get. But they were like, we would love to have you create $2,000 worth of content and we'll pay your $800 invoice. And at that point I was like, I don't want to do any more work for you. Like, why would I do more work for you? Like, initially I just wanted you to pay the invoice, just, but there was like all that. And then Australian law is different than US law, I guess, with copyright. So I even looked into like Australian lawyers who were there. Cause basically they're saying if you sue an Australian company, it, and it's in like Australian court, or if it's in the US court, say you do it in a US court, they're found guilty or whatever. And they are ordered to pay you dollars for whatever, you then have to collect that. So like, if they decide not to pay, then like, you're kind of like out of luck. Like, they don't, you could put a lien on their stuff. So if they ever go to sell the company, then they have to pay you. But like, that's obviously not guaranteed. So you can't like, and like, what, I'm supposed to fly to Australia and show up at their corporate offices and knock on their door and be like, hello, can you please pay this? Like, and then I spoke with like an Australian lawyer too, and basically their laws are different there. So if there's like copyright infringement, they only get in trouble like based on the amount of sales they made from that newsletter. So that newsletter that my image was used on, obviously I have no insights into what sales were made, if any at all. I have no idea. I don't know what market that email went out to. I don't know if it was just a US market or if it was a worldwide market. And then basically the lawyer was saying like, you would get, I think it was like a percentage of the sales that they made off that. So the lawyer was going to end up costing more than like what you could actually potentially get based on Australia copyright law. Cause I was like, okay, if I go to Australia, or not go, but if I hire someone in Australia to do it, take them to court in Australia, do everything there and just represent me, then maybe that would get them to do it. But this guy, again, the managing partner or director or whatever his role is at Pepper Mayo, is just so rude. He called the Australian lawyer an ambulance chaser. Like, so random. Like, bro, what? Like, so unprofessional. And it was even like pissing the Australian lawyer off. He's like, I'm gonna take him to court for like defamation. Like, this is crazy and so unprofessional. But yeah, it was just,
that's a lot of tea.
It's just like so unfortunate that they just didn't pay the $800 invoice. Then I had a friend send to me that they were in their gifting. They were now like, basically, if you accepted gifting from them, you were acknowledging that even if you purchased a piece, anything Pepper Mayo on your page, they were able to use in their emails, ads, whatever. And like, there was like a checkbox in that. I don't know if they still do that, because I feel like a lot of people accept gifting from them still. So I don't know if that's like still in there. Yeah, I just feel like it was a whole thing. I probably spent $5,000 on lawyers for this, which is obviously very frustrating, and didn't get to, because the next step would have been to pay the lawyer in Australia a retainer to start like going after them. And obviously their hourly rates are crazy. So I feel like that's how big corporations take advantage of smaller creators. Because like, obviously a lot of people don't have the money to afford to be able to just do that with no like promising outcome. And then even if you do get, like, even if the law is on your side, then there's like the collection aspect, which is so crazy. So I just feel like I really lost respect for them as a brand. And I just don't think I would ever work with them because I just felt like that interaction was obviously so just rude and professional. And like to be talking to the highest guy up in the company and he was just like being so rude was just like so crazy to me. I could like find these emails and like share these screenshots of like what this guy
would be tea.
Is blabbing on about. But yeah, I just like, I don't like that. So yeah, pepper mayo.
Well, long story short, pepper mayo.
I just I don't feel like they value creators really. I don't know if they pay people. I don't think they do. And I just don't like brands like that. Like the Active, like brags that they don't pay creators. And I'm just like,
yeah,
that's not a good look. Like that's not where we are in the industry. That doesn't make you cool that you're not paying creators and that everyone just wears you organically, quote unquote. So I'm just like, that's not like support your creator. I don't know. That's just crazy. Yeah. So, yeah, I think those are the main things. But, yeah, pepper mayo is, like, the biggest thing. And, like, it's just, like, how you handle yourself as a brand and, like, your reputation. And it's just – it was just such a crazy interaction that I was just so turned off. So, yeah.
Yeah.
That's my story with that. Okay, last question. Last question is, whose content have you been loving lately or just some of your favorite creators?
Oh my gosh, I feel like everything that I've been saving is honestly from my Explore page. Like it's not
I was going to say the same thing. Like it's not like one person, but it's just
It is not one person at all. I feel like the Explore page lately has been getting so much better. I feel like it's so... I don't know. I feel like there's such a good variety and so many creators I've never heard of on my Explore page. Like, so I'm really not like, and you know, I wonder if that's just how it is for everyone because I feel like some posts for everyone in general can literally pop off, but then your next one will not at all. So I feel like maybe this is like the new algorithm. Like once you make it to the Explore page, like it's more of like a... instead of a focus on, I don't know what I'm trying to say, but I just feel like I've noticed my patterns, like the girls that I have been loving, I don't see as much on my feed, honestly. I'm really seeing these random suggested for you Explore page one-off, and sometimes they're really small creators, and sometimes they're really big creators, but it's so random. So I wish I had an answer, but even like the girls I've said in the past, like not really right now. I feel like it's so one-offs on my Explore page.
Yeah, I'm definitely feeling the Explore page situation too. Like I'll just save like random girls from Russia who I've never seen before.
Yeah.
Have, like, such a cute fit on vacation or something.
Yes, it's just so good. Like my Explore page is exactly like what I'm looking for.
US girls. Just I feel like I'm more looking for like pose inspo for the most part and like maybe outfit inspo. So if I'm just like scrolling on my Explore, if something pops, then that's what I'm saving. I still do love my queen Hannah Schonberg. I think she's literally just so stunning and her feed is always so beautiful and she's like always just doing like the craziest coolest things with like the best
she really brands. Is
like Prada and Chanel and like Miu Miu. I don't know. Just always doing the cutest stuff. So I feel like I always love her. But yeah, other than that, like definitely Explore and just saving inspo directly from there.
Yeah.
It's kind of the vibe right now.
Definitely. Definitely same.
Yeah, I feel like you don't really see those like big creators anymore. And I feel like that honestly kind of sucks because
I know
the algorithm like isn't showing you.
I guess that. It's just like it's just so funny because I feel like for me I've noticed like something will pop off or it's like okay. So I think it's just like maybe a new algorithm thing where it's like once you hit the explore, like you hit the explore like crazy. And then if not, like it's just like your home feed or something. I don't know. But definitely interesting. I feel like it's cool for all creators. I feel like everyone honestly has like a level playing ground.
That probably sucks for like the bigger creators who like aren't getting the traction that they used to, obviously, just because there's so many more people.
Yeah, definitely.
But yeah, okay, that's pretty much it for this Q&A episode. Do you want to share our listener of the week this week?
Yes, our listener of the week is Rinika. I think that's how you say her name. Such a beautiful name, by the way. Her Instagram handle is rynika.monet. Rinika Monet. She is a supportive queen, and she has been for a long time, an OG listener. And she asked some really good questions for this episode, which we so appreciate. And also, she has a very stunning aesthetic feed. So go check her out. And shout out to you, Rinika. We really appreciate you.
Yeah, I feel like she's super supportive, always engaging, like always submitting questions with us. And we just appreciate that so much. So thanks, girl. And yeah, I think that's pretty much it for this episode. Hope you guys enjoyed the tea. And yeah, thank you guys for submitting questions. And we will chat in our next episode. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening. We hope you guys loved this episode.
Don't forget to subscribe for new episodes every Monday. Leave us a rating and review, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.